you know, protect the basketball and take advantage of their turnovers.
What I'd like to see is just attack. Attack the basket. And staying out, you know, they're kind of wanting to get a play set up, wanting the offense to kind of get set up. And mm-hmm. I'd like to see them attack and just try to make some offense happen.
Well, it's the only way you're going to get Dolman out of the game is get her in foul trouble. She never came off the floor. Rutledge gets it, drives in, hands it off, shot put up, and a foul. There you go. You get it inside, get it underneath the basket, and Reagan Wells will go to the line for Liberty. Who's that on? That's on Ella Fuller. See, that's just her up first. They don't have very many fouls at all. First free throw's good. One, two, three, four. They only had five fouls. So, yeah, we're not attacking it enough. Second free throw is good. That's a good start. 10-point lead now for the Redbirds. Lady Eagles, see if they can get a stop. They're looking to go inside. Henry into the ball game on Dolman. 3 seconds. So, all right.
Well, that was destined to be a turnover because they got a 3-second call and she double dribbled out front. So regardless, it was going the other way.
Chowney works it to the right side of the floor. Picks the dribble up. Tries to throw it inside. Gets it inside to Wells. Wells goes up. Can't get it to fall. Got a little too far under the basket. And here comes the Redbirds. Driving down, Dylan Price breaking the defense down, trying to, but Liberty stayed home. Was that Wells that stayed home, knocked it away?
It was.
That's a good job. She knew she had help. Oh, they get it inside to Dolman. Dolman goes up. And there's just not much Liberty, personnel-wise, has that they can do.
No, once she catches, then you're in trouble. Your whole defensive scheme has to be to front her and not allow her to catch.
First free throw is good. Yes. Second free throw is up, and it's no good. Offensive rebound for Price. Price bounces it to the wing. Here's three for a Duckett. No good. The rebound, Crowley. Crowley tosses it inside. Dolman. Dolman gives it off. Shot put up, no good, and a tie-up. Chowning and Crowley tied up. Possession arrow. Liberty back in. Berkshire. So what are we doing?
I don't think they switched the possession arrow at the half.
Oh.
So it's East Carter ball instead of ours.
She dribbled it on the line. No call. But Price gets it. She's going to pull up for three. It's off the mark. No good. Jump ball. Tips. And again, Crowley. Crowley's done a good job rebounding for East Carter.
She has.
34-23. East Carter, Liberty with the basketball. Counting between the circles, works to the right side, looks to drive in. She'll hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge will give it back to her. Skip it inside to Berkshire. She's able to get it back outside to Chowning. Chowning has a screen, now a give off to Rutledge. Rutledge with the drive, kick out to Wells. Good look for three, in and out, no good. And a rebound taken by East Carter. Price. Price. Spins in the paint, goes up with the right hand, no good. Phipps gets the rebound. Phipps gets it to Chowning. Chowning with the drive, gets it to Berkshire. Berkshire gives it up to Wells for two.
Good ball movement.
Yeah, that was. 34-25, Liberty cuts it to nine. Prince to Dolman. Dolman catches it behind the three-point line, dribbles in, shoots no good, and there's Crowley again.
She's tough on the offensive glass.
Yeah, and now she's got her first put back. Wells with the floater is good. Wells with 6 points here in the third. 36-27, East Carter. High post, Dolman. Dolman goes up, shoots, can't get it to go. Rebound taken by Rutledge. That's good defense that time. Here's a drive by Chowning. Goes up, no good. Loose basketball. Liberty comes up with it. Phipps. And a foul. That may be on Dolman, her second.
Well, they got Fuller.
Fuller. That's her second. So that will get Kirby into the ball game. Number five, a freshman. Two freshmen check in. Nichols, number 12. Rutledge goes up, shoots, can't get it to fall, and a foul. That may be on Dolman. Shooting two.
That one is on Dolman.
Addison Rutledge. First one is up and no good. Free throws. Free throws. You make the Liberty shoots 80%. Boy, it's a lot tighter game.
Oh, yeah.
Second one is no good. And that's going to be, okay, not a foul. A timeout called. Lady Redbirds are going to use a 60-second break. We'll take one as well. You're listening. Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back. It'll be Redbird basketball. Lady Eagles, they're extending their defense. And now you got Addison. Oh, excuse me. You got Callie McDaniel on Dolman. Tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Redbirds. Right at the scorer's table. Redbirds bring it in to Price. Price guarded by Rutledge. She finds a lane, drives, shoots, and scores. Chowning, top of the key. In the corner, and that's going to come up short for Wells. Rebound taken by East Carter. Long pass down the floor to Dolman. She gets two on the fast break. Toss it back inside to Wells. Wells, two more. You know, it's almost getting to the point where the hesitation follows. Just go all the way in. Yeah. You're setting them up for it. Here's another inside pass shot up and in. Count it for Duckett and the foul. So, let's see, who's the foul?
Got Reagan.
Oh, got Reagan. That's her third. So, back in is Berkshire. Old-fashioned three is good. 43-29. Chowning. Works it over to the right side. Looks to toss it in. Does. Shot by Berkshire. Goes up. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by East Carter. Rutledge will inbound. Gets it to Wells. Wells catches it. Now dribbles outside. Pulls up for three. No good. Phipps gets the rebound. Kicks it out. Oh, Rutledge. Had a look, won't take it. Gets to Wells, to Chowning. 3 seconds.
What?
First turnover of the third, though. Redbirds spot up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Wells pulls it down. Reagan Wells will get it across the timeline. In the corner, Chowning. Chowning shot fakes, drives, goes up, shoots no good. Rebound taken by East Carter. Price works it down, gives it off Kirby, and then it's tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with East Carter. Back end is Anna Crowley, 24, for the Redbirds. Out top and taken away. Wells picks the pocket, has the basketball, looks, drives in, leans, shoots, no good. Put back goes up by Berkshire. That won't fall. Price takes it all the way down the floor, shoots, no good. Offensive board, shot, no good. Fitz with the rebound, long outlet pass to Wells. Oh, and misses the layup. Tipped around and controlled by East Carter. So we have another timeout. 2:02 to go in the third. We'll take 30 seconds, come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox. Well,
awful.
And welcome back. 43-29. 2:02 to go in the third. This first, second home game, right?
First home game. Yeah, it's a home opener. Yeah, we've played down at Alton, and then the Van Buren tournament. Played three games down there, and then the game at Alton. So
the boys will be home after the Border War. I think the 18th against Eminence. East Carter basketball. Liberty's press has kind of been non-effective. They get it inside, kicked it out. Redbirds for a three. Off the rim, no good. Chowning with the rebound. Now go. Take it all the way. There you go. Chowning gets the layup. I think that's what they're going to have to kind of lean on that. There's a...
But then you're going to have to play some defense on the other
yeah,
end.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to, yeah. Phipps out top for Liberty. Peels it over to Chowning. Chowning will look things over. They're in a zone. A matchup zone. Chowning pulls up. Shot's blocked, but it's picked up and put in by Berkshire. 45-33. Eagles with the pressure, but they're able to get it to Price. Price is that security blanket. There's a walk. Nope, push. She's kind of that security blanket. The Liberty will send Henry and Macy Tharp into the ball game for Rutledge and Berkshire. They get it inside. That's a charge. And now that's going to be three on Dolman.
That's good defense there by Mason Bolander.
Yep. Now you got to go at her. In that zone, she's kind of running. She's not playing underneath. She's starting at about the free throw line. Chowning with 35 seconds. Skip pass through the hands of Phipps. And it'll be East Carter basketball with 35 seconds to go in the third. Long pass down the floor, caught by Fuller. Fuller gets it to Crowley. Crowley gives it off to Price. Price, and they turn it over. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can't.
Yeah, you can't be the come out of bounds and
be
first
the first
person
one to touch it.
Touch
yeah.
It.
Angela Rogers, coaching East Carter. She's a Donovan graduate. Lady Eagles with 13 seconds. Chowning, behind the back pass, gets it to Henry. Henry shot blocked. gets it off to Phipps. Phipps bounces it in for two. 10-point ball game. Need a stop. No shot. Or shot was blocked. Chowney got a piece of it. So, after three, it is a 10-point ball game. 45-35. 10 points is not too much to come back from.
No, it's just a couple possessions.
Three threes.
You're going to have to play some defense and get some stops.
That's right. So we'll take a 60-second break, come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox. And welcome back. Lady Redbirds will get the basketball to start the fourth. Yeah, that's a good observation. Liberty outscored East Carter 12-10 right there.
Yeah.
East Carter will start it with Price. Price works it over to Crowley. Tipped ball, run down at the timeline by East Carter. Right now, Dolman's not in the ballgame. Here's the jumper, up no good. Price gets the rebound, put back no good. Henry with the rebound.
Get it and go, get it and go.
Here, you need to make some quick baskets right here. Wells. Baseline shot up, no good. She's fouled and will shoot two. Well, with Dolman on the bench.
Yeah, you've got to attack.
Yep. First free throw is good. Cuts it to nine. Second one is good. Cuts it to eight. Get another stop, another bucket. And you've made it a two-possession game. East Carter. Oh,
woo!
High dribble, no whistle. Here's a three. Good.
Good gracious.
That's Nichols with the three. Wells drives the floater. Off the mark, no good. And a foul. That's going to go on Bolander, her second. See, in a game kind of like this is where you'd like to have that 1-1.
Yes.
There's a loose ball tipped, and Wells gets the steal, feeds it to County. Hadley in traffic, goes up, shoots, scores, and the foul. More of that. Right, Dad?
Yeah, more of that. More of that.
And that three on Price. You got to go at her. I mean, you know, Price and Dolman, it almost forces your hand. You know, go at them.
Yeah.
Make them pick up that fourth. And that was off the rim, but Wells gets the foot back and can't get it to fall the rebound. And now
Bolander
picks up her third. 48-39 is where we're at. East Carter with the lead, and they get it in to Price. Price gets it off to Dolman. Dolman goes up, no good. Chowning gets the rebound. Hadley crosses the timeline, got the double team, finds Wells. Wells gets it to Henry. Henry walks. .48-39, 6:29 to go. Into Price. Price gets it across the timeline. Here's another three, and in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Berkshire with it. Gets it to Chowning. Chowning, top of the key. Pulls up for three. It's off the rim, no good. Phipps gets the rebound. Phipps takes it back up. Shoots, no good. Rebound goes to Rutledge. She puts it in. 7-point game, and the blocking foul. That's going to be on Rutledge. Her second. and team foul number four, so it'll be double bonus. No, it's three. Just under 6 minutes to go. Duckett hands it off to Crowley. East Carter in the red and black. Liberty in the white and navy blue, trimmed out in red. Get fast across. It's caught by Nichols. High post, Dolman. Dolman puts one up. No good. Rebound taken by Phipps. Phipps long pass to Rutledge. Rutledge shot fake. Goes up, can't get it to go. Phipps with the bucket and the foul. Starting to tighten up. It's a two-possession game right now. Liberty is on an 8-3 run. It's a big free throw.
Got to have it.
Up, and it's good. The lead is down to four. Duckett with the pass to Nichols. Nichols, shot put up, loose basketball. Oh,
don't leave her.
He left her, and Dolman goes up again, can't get it to go. That's going to be a foul.
I call it a jump ball. Nobody even had the ball.
So possession arrow. I thought it was a foul.
I thought it was too.
It's going to be with East Carter. Crowley will inbound and gets it to Price. Price wisely pulls it out. She'll get her offense set up with the dribble. Kicks out. Here's a three. Off the rim. No good. Chowning with the rebound. Attack. Go. The floater up. Off the rim. No good. Rutledge gets tied up. And, oh, there's got to be a foul. Okay. It is a foul. And it'll be Liberty basketball. Who's it on?
24.
That's just her.
We got her first.
Well, they got a number four. Oh, 20. Okay. Liberty basketball. Well, for
step
a
in.
Big three. Off the mark, no good. Oh, the putback by Berkshire won't go. And that's a block. And that's going to be three on Hedley Chowning. Both teams now with four fouls, so. Both teams will be shooting free throws. At the line right now is Dylan Price. First one's good. Checking back in number five, Kirby. And then Henry comes in for Berkshire. Second one is up and it's good. Two-possession game, but it's six now for East Carter. Chowning out top. Working against Price. Dribbles in, shoots, and scores. Dishes run off the glass. Four-point ball game. Price for East Carter. Working against Rutledge. Gets it. Inside now. Oh, that's a walk. Shot put up, no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells to Chowning. Chowning to Wells. Wells for three.
Get in.
Good. Wells hits the three, and it's a one-point ball game. With the drive, the pull-up, shot no good. Chowning with the rebound. Liberty with the chance to take the lead. Long pass to Wells.
Boom.
Up and in. Liberty by one. 3:29 to go. Price out top, looks to drive, kicks it off, throws it out top. That's a walk, can't shuffle your feet. Shot put up, no good. Henry with the rebound. Long pass to Rutledge. Rutledge shot fake, up and in for two, and the Liberty Eagles by three, 53-50, 3:09 to go. Timeout on the floor. East Carter will take a break as well. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
That's when you need to attack.
All right, welcome back. 53-50. The Lady Eagles with the lead. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 18. Liberty is on an 18-5 run.
Yeah.
Attacking
the basket. We're rebounding better. I think the Dolman girls kind of winded.
She was out, and, you know, I mean, you played a lot of basketball. You're on the floor, you're in the flow of things, you're in that moment. Now you're on the bench. Now get back in there. Sometimes it's hard to get right back into the flow.
Yeah, because you've got kids that's been out there in this flow for the last 3 or 4 minutes, and the game takes different speeds at different times, and when you get back on the floor, you got to learn what speed you're playing at.
Yeah. So, 53-50, Liberty now with the lead. And it will be East Carter basketball. Dylan Price, she'll inbound. She'll find Duckett. Duckett crosses the timeline, bounces it into the corner. She gets it right back. Now East Carter getting to their offense.
Right here, right there, right
there's
there.
There's the trap. Forces them to throw it back out. Now they'll reverse it. But Price has it. Price with the move, the drive, the shot is good. She's good.
She's had a ball game.
1 point ball game. Liberty 53, East Carter 52. Eagles with the basketball. Hadley Chowning out top. Works it to the right side. Chuck up. That's a foul. And that's number 4 on Dolman. I do believe.
Yep.
You know, we've been saying that for
And they've attacked her the last 3 trips.
Yeah.
And got 2 fouls on her.
First one's good. Oh, boy, Henry was doing a really good job out there. Back in Grace Berkshire.
Yeah, hopefully they just give her a quick blow here and then get her right back in.
Second one is up. That's no good, but Wells, gets the rebound, and she hits the side of the backboard. Kind of rushed that one, 54-52. Price is going to be fouled. That's going to be Rutledge. Addison has had her hands full.
She has. And you can't foul her 20 feet from the basket.
No.
You know, if you're going to, you got to play your defense out there, and if she gets inside, I understand it, but especially in the bonus right now.
Both teams will be shooting 2 rest of the way out. First free throw is good. Well, I tell you what. Free throws.
Yeah.
How big are free throws?
Yeah, Liberty's missed probably close to 10 already in this game.
Second one's good, and East Carter's missed 2. Tied up at 54 with 2:10 to go. At the net, Liberty and East Carter. Hadley Chowning drives. Oh, got the contact, no foul. And here comes Price all the way down. She's fouled. That's going to be on Wells. That's her 4th. And Price goes back to the line. That's the one you don't want to shoot. First free throw is up. And it's good. She's made 10 in a row.
The girl
from the line.
Yeah, I mean, she's a ball player.
Second one is up, and it's good. 11 in a row. And East Carter has regained the lead, 56-54. Under 2 minutes to go. Hadley Chowning out top, gets screened by Phipps. Phipps will peel off of it. Now between the circles. And
timeout.
Liberty wants a timeout. With 1:49, we'll keep it here. during the timeout. You know, I mean, it's just radio talk, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 missed free throws, and you're down by 2.
Yeah. Yeah, you've literally scrapped and clawed your way back into a ball game. And you just pretty much just those nine points.
Yes, it would be huge. 5 of those 9 points free throw would be huge.
Yes.
You know. But we got 1:49 to go on a Monday night girls basketball. At one point, Liberty was down by 16.
Yep. In the second half.
Yeah, and came back. But right now, Liberty's getting a heavy dose of Dylan Fry.
She got 29.
She's leading all scores. She had 17 at the half.
Ford got her for 29 anyway.
She's got 17 the first half, 12 in the second half. Eagle basketball.
Oh no.
And Liberty throws it away. Turns it over. That wasn't drawled up. Now, the Redbirds, they're going to spread it out. They're going to run a weave from the free throw line in and out and try to get a layup or get Dolman all alone underneath. Don't foul. Oh, they turn it over. Chowning picks it up, takes it up, and in for 2. And that ties it up at 56. 105. And it's another turnover and a foul. Rutledge and Wells set the trap. Rutledge got the takeaway.
She's going to shoot the shot.
Oh, boy. Talk about some big old fashion free throws on a Monday night. Here it is. It's like having a big old gobbler in front of you. Oh! And you miss your first shot, but you got an automatic.
Come on.
It's a big one right here to give the Lady Eagles the lead. Addison Rutledge. Second free throw is good. And the Lady Eagles go up by 1. Press breaker, good. Oh, that's a walk. Shot up and in for number 4, Duckett.
Go left. Don't rush it. Go left.
45 seconds to go. You're down 1. Down to 37 seconds. And it's
called an offensive foul on the screen up top.
Oh. Who was it on?
Berkshire.
So, you still want to give up a 3 right here. There's the foul. There's nothing wrong with that. Hadley picks up her 4th with 30 seconds. It's going to put Dylan Price at the line, shooting 2. She's made 11 in a row.
The old-fashioned radio jinx. I'm
trying. I'm trying. But it's not working. It's not like everything else we've tried on her tonight. It's not worked. 59-57. There it did. Oh, that should be over the back. No call. Well, timeout, Liberty. We'll keep it here during the timeout. 23 seconds to go. You're going to inbound it on the sideline across from your bench. Liberty had tried before they had Reagan inbound it. I don't know if I wouldn't have Hadley inbound
and then roll, get it right back.
Or, you know, because either way, but, you know, do a set of fake screens to one side, but reverse it to the opposite, because wherever the screen is set is probably where the double team is going to come from.
Yep.
But just an inbound, and then you're getting it right back. You better be ready. You just need to, it's got to be a good pass.
Yes.
Back.
And, I mean, ultimately, what you need here is just a good look.
Yeah.
You got to get a solid, quality look off of this inbound.
And see, this is, again, where I don't like the new rule.
Yeah.
It's been a good game. Especially here, this last part of it, to where now, you know, the 1-1 would kind of,
yeah.
Liberty brings it in. Wells tosses it to Chowning. Chowning's going to be guarded by Price. Chowning looks, pulls up, shoots, hits it, ties it up. But how much time is on the clock?
12 seconds. 12.5.
59-59, and we'll keep it here. Now, if you're East Carter,
you put it in Price's hands.
Price finds Dolman. If Dolman's not open, she takes it.
Yep.
But if you're Liberty, you got to deny Price.
You deny Price, you make one of the freshmen handle it, and you put the pressure, the best defensive pressure that you can put. You don't need a foul. The last thing you want to do is foul.
Right. Well, this is maybe where would you rotate Wells on Dolman?
I almost would. And make her front Dolman to where, I mean, Reagan's 5'10", 5'11".
Right. Yeah, I think probably could jump.
And she's got big long arms. So
yeah.
You front her to where they got to throw a ball over the top to catch.
Right. But I really believe Liberty has got to deny Dylan Price the basketball. She's going to inbound it, so see, I wouldn't even guard her. I wouldn't even guard her. It's too easy to get it. She's too easy for her to get it back. I would not guard her at all. Now they're backing away. But they're going to... And tossing it down low. They get it. Shot up. No good, but a foul.
Oh, my goodness.
5 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Necessarily not a bad thing.
We got time.
You got 5 seconds. And Dolman will be the shooter for East Carter. And the foul is going to be on Ella Phipps, her third. First one's good. Timeout, Liberty. Well, again, we'll keep it here during the timeout. Big free throw coming up for Brianna Dolman. They've got the lead. There's only 5 seconds, so whoever gets it for Liberty, they got to go all the way.
Yeah, you got to... I almost would like a make on this to where you can take it out and get it and go instead of having a ball that may be tipped around underneath because you're already down. So,
well, I would say
the best case scenario, she makes the second. You go to the other end, try to win it.
Well, yeah,
win it with a three ball.
I would just, you know, somebody for Liberty is going to have to play in about half court. And if it is a rebound, you got to really fight for it to get it and then make a long outlet pass. But, see, Hadley's going to be double-teamed. And it's no good.
Get it.
Oh, you got to go. Oh, that's not a foul. Shot put up. No good. Oh, should have been a foul right there, but what a ball game. Lady Eagles show a lot of guts fighting back. And this is a game that you're going to look back and go missed opportunities at the free throw line.
Yep.
A bunch of missed opportunities where on the other side, East Carter, they made their free throws.
Absolutely.
They knocked it down. But it's still a very entertaining game, 60-59. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox, 96.9. And welcome back. The Lady Eagles fall on their home opener to East Carter. Really good basketball team, 60-59. At one point, the Lady Eagles were down 16, but came clawing back and took the lead. And then it was kind of back and forth there in the fourth quarter. But in the end, it was East Carter getting the win, 60-59. Going through the scoring, Sierra Duckett for East Carter had 6. Dylan Price with 30. She led all scorers. Anna Crowley with 2. Brianna Dahlman had 19, and Caitlin Nichols with 3. Liberty, Addison Rutledge, a nice night, 10 points. Reagan Wells with 21. Ella Phipps with 11. Hadley Chowning with 15. Grace Berkshire with 2. Turnovers, 13 for East Carter, 16 for Liberty. But the difference, Liberty went 8 of 18 from the free throw line. They missed 10 free throws, and East Carter was 20 of 24.
Yeah.
Rebounding, how did it?
I didn't keep track of the numbers, but obviously
the rebounding
in the first half was not good on the Liberty side. There were just too many second chance points. The Dolman girl inside killed us early. But yeah, it was rebounds, turnovers, free throws.
Yeah,
you know, the fundamental stuff that everybody takes for granted. That if you don't do those,
oh my goodness, yeah.
Every morning
before school, and you know, yeah. I mean, 8 of 18. That's going to bite you in the rear
every time.
Yeah.
Every game, if you 8 for 18. Every game you play, you're
gonna be in trouble.
You come out on the short end of that on that deal every time.
But a lot of fight, Lady Eagles showed coming back. 60-59, the final score. Lady Eagles have a little bit of a break before they get back, so they'll get to shoot a lot of free throws between now and the Chadwick game
on the 14th,
and that'll be here at the Nest. JV will start at 6. So. We appreciate you all tuning in for Dr. John back at the studio. Tyler Chowning, I'm Gary Lee, saying God bless and good night.